Show. We're going to be looking at sports right now, but from a different perspective. Joining us is Mike Ludwig, who is one of the folks, I don't say in charge of the Dundas Dukes. I don't know if you're in charge. Mike, what is your position now?
I co-manage the Dukes with Charlie Rudd and Nate Van Roekel. And then I'm the facility, been overseeing the facility out there since about 2013.
Okay.
And we've got a nonprofit now that takes that will take care of the ballpark. So president of that nonprofit, and we've got a really good board there, good group of people that are motivated to continue what we've done at the ballpark and continue to enhance it as we get ready for hosting the state tournament this year. So it's exciting times out there.
All right. Well, we're so glad you came in. We'll talk about that state tournament in just a moment or so. First of all, you've done... Wait, let's talk about the start of the season.
Sure.
It's almost, when's the crack of the bat? You've got it coming up real soon, don't
That's
you?
That's right, boy. It just doesn't seem like it, though, does it?
No.
I mean, it's been
snowing every day.
It's been March 9th for the last 8 weeks. And waiting to see that groundhog or whatever you see. We open on May 1st over in Cannon Falls. And our home opener is May 6th at home, so that Friday night. So we're getting started a little later than usual. But excited to get the season started. This will be year number 18 for me, which is, you know, it's just good to keep playing. So there's a saying out there in town baseball, just one more year. So I've been saying that to my wife about the last three or four. And
You'll be saying that when you're 58.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. The body says otherwise. But yeah, we're excited to get started. You know, sort of a weird year last year for us, a down year. We have I'd say our roster's in transition some.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get younger. And I think we took a good step last year, added some good young guys. But as you always need to, just got to keep adding. So hopefully we'll add some more guys and get things going here.
Let's talk about the facilities. You mentioned keep adding and keep going and keep progressing. That is something, as you know very well, you got to keep on top of all the time. And if you want to host a state tournament, you have to have certain things in place and really up the ante. The bar has been raised probably since the last time the Dukes hosted that mm-hmm. state tournament, maybe 20 years or so ago.
Yeah, almost 20 years. It was back in 2003. And I think you're exactly right. The expectation now, based on what other communities have done, the investment that they have made into their ballparks, it's been pretty remarkable. And about 6 or 8 years ago, we made a very conscious decision. You know, I've looked over the facility for like I said, almost 10 years now. I made a conscious decision to say we want to have a ballpark that's a community gathering place. We want it to be one of the best playing surfaces in the state of Minnesota. And essentially, we want it to be a park that could host a state tournament, not only at one time, but continually, right? And always be in that condition. And, you know, we've systematically, you know, piece by piece have continued to enhance what was already a great park and a great facility each year. You know, back starting in about 2014, you know, we, added the stadium seats and, you know, changed our backstop into tieback netting. And then we updated the press box last year. We updated the surface in 2018. So all those things are just pieces that are not just for this state tournament as a one-off, but just, you know, part of our regular maintenance and enhancement.
Yeah, okay. I really hand it to you and the whole organization. It's that's easier said than done. A lot of people will, there are a lot of organizations, not amateur baseball or whatever your organization
right.
is. They have big ideas, but you need an army of people to get that done and some money and some fundraisings and such. And you've got people that are walking the walk and talking the talk, getting things done.
You're absolutely right. And it starts with our volunteers. We have a group of 6, 10, 12 people that are always milling around the ballpark, just walking around. And when we start a project out there, I mean, whether we're taking a tree that fell on a fence, or, you know, we're building a press box or a maintenance facility, or we're doing some work on the field, you know, one or two people start, and the people who are walking their dog when they walk by will come over, and that's, you know, the Rory Rices and the Lee Scores and the Lance Helgesons and the Terry Van Sickles and the, you know, the people that are that just care about the ballpark and want to help us out.
You know, it's also worth noting, while it, apparently it seems like you have a very good relationship with the city of Dundas, this is your field. This, I mean, the Dukes have this field. This is not a city-funded project. This right. is everything that all on you.
Yeah, and we've had a great relationship with the city of Dundas, you know, as far back as anyone can remember. And I think they have a great understanding of what it takes. And, you know, about three, four years ago, we made it official. I think, you know, what had been in practice for a long time. We have a lease agreement with the city where we essentially are responsible for 100% of the maintenance, you know, and 100% of all the things that happen out. I don't want to say 100% of all the things that happen out there, because there are some infrastructure things from time to time because we have shared utilities that feed their pavilion out there and some other things. But for the most part, anything that happens inside the baseball park, the venue itself is essentially our responsibility. And, you know, we've done it through fundraising. You know, we've had charitable gambling donations that help that out. That's, and we wouldn't be able to do it without that. And that combined with all the volunteers that we have out there, it, you know, has made a nice recipe to make that, again, a community gathering place. And the city of Dundas has been very supportive of that.
All right. Let's talk about the state tournament. You got that. You'll be hosting it with Faribault this time. Yep. And it's coming up late August and finishing up Labor Day weekend. Between now and then... There's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done in preparation to that.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of work. I mean, there's two lists, right? And this is just like, you know, when you're doing projects at home, there's a need to list or a have to, and then there's a want to list. So we will continue to chip away at the things that we want to do. There's a couple little things that we'll have to do to prepare for the state tournament with perimeter fencing and such, because, you know, it's going to be a big event. I mean, we're fired up to host, you know, somewhere between 2,500 and 4,000 people a weekend out there over those three weekends. And so there, you know, there's certainly some logistical things that we'll have to do with bathrooms and such, but, you know, in terms of all the other stuff, you know, we do want to replace our dugout on the first base side. We're going to do some things with our bullpens. You know, we probably add a couple more stadium chairs out there. And, you know, there's really two things that are in play at all times. One, it's the playing surface. We want to make sure that it's one of the best playing surfaces in the state of Minnesota. And the second part of it is just that fan experience. So we want to have seating areas. We want to have concessions. We want to have all the things that people come to enjoy at a ballpark. And those are the two things that we'll continue to attack.
You know, there's nothing like coming out and hanging around at a ballpark, a town ballpark, especially a nice town ballpark that, you know, with a good team playing.
Yeah.
So two good teams.
Yeah.
Do you have some... like volunteer opportunities? Do you need people either during the state tournament itself or in the lead up, the build up to that?
Yes. The answer is yes, yes, yes. So it takes a small army of people to host an event like this. So we need, you know, there's so many talented people in this, you know, in Northfield and Dundas and in the surrounding communities that, that have helped us throughout the years. I mean, carpenters and, you know, retired folks that, you know, are looking for, you know, a way to help out. There's really two areas. So I'd say, one is for the event itself. So we just need bodies out there. So we're going to take somewhere between 40 and 60 people at a time to operate the state tournament the way that we want to. So, you know, it's a half dozen in the concessions, a half dozen at the beer tent, you know, half dozen here, half dozen there, tickets and hosts and hospitality people and parking and all those things. So we in that way, we just need people who want to come out and help over those 3 weekends. So that starts the weekend of August 19th through the 21st, and then the following 2 weekends, which finishes up on Labor Day weekend. And then the other side of it, we just need people to help us put the whole thing together on the front end. So we'll probably have a lot of volunteer days where we're doing some projects out there, doing some cleanup, some gardening, some trimming, maybe some light construction where we're putting together a dugout or, you know, some fencing and such. And if people are interested in helping, they can visit either the state tournament website. So that's FDM, as in Faribault Dundas Meesville is our third site, 2022.com. So that's FDM2022.com. Or they can email me, mike.ludwig@dundasdukes.com. They can call. They can stop by the park. They can stop by the station, and Jeff will take down your number. He will hand-deliver it to me. Any way that you can communicate with us, you can hit us on Twitter. You can get us on Facebook. Anywhere that you know, you see the Dukes or the state tournament, just reach out to us, and you know, we'd love to have you be part of the team.
Yeah, if you have a good skill set that they can be put to use, or just a strong back.
A strong back, or just a good attitude. I mean, yeah. We need people that just want to help out and want to help out in the community. You know, as I said, maybe off air, but we've got a nonprofit now that will oversee the ballpark, and we'll be doing a lot of events out there, a lot of community events that are not necessarily baseball related. So we'll do mm-hmm. some movie nights. We'll do, a number of other gathering type things with art fairs and things like that. So if you're interested in helping out in the community and you want to be a part of it, we would love to have you.
All right. When's the home opener?
Home opener is May 6th.
May 6th.
Yeah, Friday, May 6th. We'll host St. Louis Park as we have in just about every year in the last 10 to 15 years. And, you know, hopefully we'll be to some warm weather, Jeff. I'm ready. I'm so ready to get like all the listeners out there. It's been May 10th, or excuse me, it's been March 10th for the last month.
Yeah, you know, but on by May the 6th, I could almost guarantee you that the temps will be at least 40 degrees.
There you go. That's all right. That's all we need.
Saying goodbye to the 30s by then, hopefully.
It's been tough.
It's going to come, and it's going to come back, and it's going to be warmer before you know it.
Yep.
All right. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
In. Appreciate it. Best of luck. And once again, check out the Dukes website or the state tournament website. And if you'd like to volunteer, just find somebody. Go out May 6th and tell them you want to help.
Exactly. Thank you.
Mike Ludwig from the Dundas Dukes.